Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Fatir. Now, primarily, there's one text which is narrated in this regard, which has very slight differences, these actually become two if these differences are taken into account, but the rest of the narrative is absolutely the same. However, the change of narration of both these narratives is also different. I'll read out this narrative to you as it is recorded in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and both these narratives are reported from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, allegedly by Ubayy ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. So the words of Al-Wasit are, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ دَعَتْهُ سَمَانِيَةُ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ أَنِدْخُلْ مِنْ أَيِّ بَابٍ. So a simple translation of this would be, a person who recites Surah Malaika, which is another name of Surah Fatir, the eight gates of heaven or eight gates of paradise will call upon him, will invite him and tell him to enter from any of these gates which he desires. Now, as far as Salawi's Tafsir is concerned, there is just one difference in this text, and that is that the words of Yawm al-Qiyamah are added, which means, of course, that this incident shall take place on the Day of Judgment. And the other thing is that the gates of heaven, the number of gates mentioned here is three, not eight, as is mentioned in Wasit's Tafsir. However, as I said earlier on, this narrative too is marred by the fact that there are two extremely weak narrators which are found in its chain of narration. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded from various Rijal authorities in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place his words about him are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim al-Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghairu siqa, and Abu Zura ibn Hatim regard him to be za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he is matruk, that he has been abandoned. And another comment of Imam Nasai is laysa bisiqa wala yuktabu hadithu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi about him says that he is za'iful hadith chittan, he is extremely weak in matters of hadith. Another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he is kazzab, that he is a liar. So all in all, we can see that it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded the narrative of Al-Wasit to be concocted. And as I said earlier on, that since the same two persons exist in the chain of narration of Salbi's narrative as well, so there is no reason that we should regard it to be concocted as well. And the proper way to reap the blessings of a surah is not to go through these narratives and do what they say, because they have no ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The true way to achieve these blessings is to understand the surah, is to act upon its message and to spread its message. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.